We had a sugya in Erev in Daf Yud that is called Oymed Meruba Laporutz. If you have a majority of the wall being Oymed and you have Porutz, you have an open air, breached area, so you go with the majority of Oymed Meruba Laporutz, it's called Oymed. It's considered like it's even enclosed. That's what Oymed Meruba Laporutz does. If you have Porutz Meruba Laoymed, then obviously it's considered breached. You're more open than closed. What if you have oymed meruba laporutz mishnei tzdodim? That means, Gemara discusses, let's say you have an amma of an open area, and you have a 3/4 of an amma of a closed area, which seems like more open than closed. But the other side of the open area, you also have 3/4 of an amma closed. So since 3/4 plus 3/4 is more than one that's open, so that's oymed mishnei tzdodim, is that considered oymed meruba laporutz or not? That means you look at the two things near each other, oymed and porutz, there's a majority of open breached versus closed enclosed, so it's called porutz, or do you look at oymed mishnei tzdodim, and you can count both sides. Now, you're not going to count the avir that's out of the mechitzas. You're not going to count that avir out of there, but part of the area that you're enclosing, so you can count the two oymids. This is halacha l'maisa in the geya. Whenever a person puts on tzitzis every morning, as is the Chazanish. The Chazanish holds when you put on tzitzis. I'm talking about talis cotton. So you have the baguette, you have the neck piece that you put your head in, and then you have the other side that. The other side of the baguette that goes over your other shoulder. You have your right shoulder, you have your left shoulder, and you have a hole in between. If the hole, Zok de Chazanish, is larger than one side of your shoulder, let's say the baguette is a half an amma on this side. It's 12 inches. And the hole is 14 inches. And the other side you have again 12 inches. So if you say, Oymed Mishnei Tzdodim, you have 12 plus 12 is 24, that's larger than 18, so then you're good. Oymed Mishnei Tzdodim is called Oymed Meruba. But if you say that you have to have Oymed Meruba ala Paritz, not Mishnei Tzdodim, which is a machloikas in the Gemara, so then by a baguette of tzitzit, you have to be machmir to make sure that the shoulder area, the width of the area that goes around one shoulder, is wider than the hole where you put your head in. Otherwise, you have Oymed, you have Poetz Meruba ala Oymed, which is considered porutz. Now, why is it relevant if it's porutz or oymed? Because the shear of the baguette, pashtus, it needs to be in amma al-amma, including the place where you put your head in. Otherwise, it's lacking from the shear. Unless it's very wide besides that. But if you're including the hole, so that's as some people have a V-neck. What's the purpose of a V-neck? What's the difference between a V-neck and a circular neck? Comfortable, just a t-shirt, like a V-neck or a circle? That's not the reason. The reason why it's a V-neck is in order that it's really baguette. Some are machmir, they even have a button by the V-neck. So like this, it's a real V that's able to be closed. It's not just a V that's always open. So that makes it that the baguette is not open. That whole area is really considered closed. But you need the area where the hole is in order to have the sheer baguette. So, and if you have oymed meruba laporutz mitzad echod, then you can't even count that area of open, considered closed, of oymed meruba, because there's a majority that's open versus the area that's closed. That is the reason why some people have v-necks, and that's Dr. Chazanish. The person has to make sure. Now, obviously, if you hold oymed mishnei tzdodim, then it's always going to be majority of beged versus the cholol versus the whole. But if you want to be machmir on the din, that oymed mishnei tzdodim is not enough. You have to have the two pieces near each other. One has to be larger, the cloth has to be larger than the hole, so you have to always make sure. Now you can measure, you'll see most tzitzis, if you take a measuring stick, take a tape measure, you'll see that the area of the cloak is larger than the hole area. So like this, it's always going to be oymed meruba laporutz. I'm pointing this out, we're learning Erevin in the morning. So who would think that Erevin, Hilchas Mechitzis, is negeya to what we do every single morning when we put on a beggar of tzitzis? Chazanish says it's negeya every single day, like the beggar of tzitzis, to make sure that the hole is not larger than the shoulder, the area of the cloak.